We are learning Masechta Yevamim, Daf Tzadikei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning seven lines from the top of Tzadikei Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Yehuda, Leinechku Beishamai Uveisilel Beba'ach HaMoisoi Shepoisos Ishtai. Rav Yehuda comes, the Tana Rav Yehuda says that there's a Mechoikis Beishamai Beisilel, but it's only by a specific case. It's not by a HaMoisoi, Beba'ach HaMoisoi. That by Ba'ach HaMoisoi, everyone agrees Shepoisel es ishtai. A new chiddush. Until now, we always knew that if a isha is mizana, she's a ishtish mizana with another man, she becomes asa to the husband. But here we mechadish that if the husband is ba on his mother-in-law, on his chamoisai, his wife becomes pasul to him. And we'll see later on, the gemara's make a drasha for that. And Rav Yehuda says, everyone agrees, Bisham and Basila both agree, but ba'a chamoisai shepoisel es ishtai, that his wife is pasul to him now because he was mizana with his mother-in-law. What is Machlekes Besham Beisilel? Beba al achos ishtoi. If he's mezana with his wife's sister, there is Machlekes Shebesham Eirim Paisel, will be similar to Loi Paisel. Besham says it's possible, his wife's possible, so it's not possible. Like our Mishnah says clearly that someone is ba al achos ishtoi, it's not possible. At least there's no knas there in our Mishnah. And the Gemara said that we learned to end of yesterday's blat because the miyat, Veshach of Isha Isa, Oysa, Shrivasa, Oysarta, Vein Shrivasa Chaisa, Oysrasa. We had a miyat, but here, Beishami holds no. Even with Ba Chais Ishtoi, his wife will be possible because he was bought on the wife's sister. And Mesil holds not possible. That's a Rehuda Shita. Rav Yezid says different. Rav Yezid, Lechle Beishami Sila Ba Chais Ishtoi, Shlai Paisos Ishtoi. Both Beishami Sila both agree that with Ba Chais Ishtoi, that his wife's not possible. Ama Nechleku. What is the machlekes b'sham esel of ba chamoisoi with someone who's zana with his mother-in-law? B'sham I'm rim paisel with some woman loy paisel. Machlekes b'sham esel a guy ba chamoisoi ba chayis ishtoi is definitely not pasul. And the Gemara explains now Rav Yosi Shita. Rav Yosi is going to explain why a chayis ishtoi and chamoisoi according to Beis Hillel does not pasul. Does not pasul. Lefi. Shebetchilo, so Gemara is going to say the halacha, the limud by a chayis ishtoi, and Tosfos Rosh says it also applies to chamoisai. So let's see what's Rav Yosi Shita, Rav Yosi's drasha. Rav Yosi holds, let's say the Fibes Hillel, that both someone was mizana with his mother-in-law or the mizana with his sister-in-law, his wife is still mutter to him. And what's the reason? Afi shebetchilo, we're going to show you a kav chayim here, a limud. Afi shebetchilo, who mutter b'chal nashim shvaylam, v'hi mutter es b'chal nashim shvaylam. When there's two single people, he, the man, is mutter in all ladies in the world, and she is mutter all men in the world. Kitcha, once he makes a kedushin, he marries her, who oisra, he asers her, vihi oisra soy, and she asers him. But who asers, whose asering is bigger? Meruba isish osra, me isish osra soy, osra sohoy. The iser that the husband causes is a bigger iser than the iser that she causes to him. Shehu, because the man, osra b'chola nasha shevaylam. When a man marries a lady, the lady now is osra in every single man in the whole entire world. Vehi, lo yasra shevay kreveseh. She only asks him on his kreves. He's allowed to marry another wife. He just can't marry anyone that's related to her. He can't marry her sister, he can't marry her mother. So what comes out? What's more chamer? The Eishes Ish is more chamer. V'aloi dinu. Omahu she'asra b'chol ha'anashim sheva'olam. Shagga ba'asar lo ein neseres. Madach he. Madach who? Who is he? Is him. Madach the man. That asar is her b'chol ha'anashim sheva'olam. It's a very strong Isser Eishes Ish. Still the halacha is, shagga ba'asar lo, if she goes ahead, she's asar to the whole world now. But she's a shagig and she's m'shagig, she's mizana with someone. Einan Neseres does not become usher to him. Einan Neseres Mutla does not become usher to him, who's to the one who's mutla to him, her. He, Shlo Yasrasa Yalva Kreveseha, she who only asks him, a less of an Issa, only in her Kreveis, Shagag Ba'asaloi, if he has a Shagig and he's Mizana one of her Krevim, Einan Din Shloy Neser B'mutla. He doesn't become usher to the person who's mutla to him. So what are we saying over here? Zeh ha-din l'shaygig. Al-kaponim, Zokter Rav Yosi, that if someone is b'shaygig, is mezana with his wife's sister, he doesn't become asa to his wife. Why? Because the Kavach Haimah, Ma'adachim and Eish Ish, which is more Chomer, if she's Shaygi, she's still Mutter, at least by Yisrael, not by a Kayin. Actually, the Maloy HaRoyim asks that this doesn't apply to a Kayin, this Drasha, but by Yisrael. The Lach is by Yisrael, if Eish Mezana b'Shaygi, she is not us, the husband. So Ma'adach by Eish Ish, which is a much stronger Isser, there, it's not awesome. There, she is not awesome to him. By a case of Shoigig, by Achais Ishtoi, where the Ishtoi is only asking him with less of an Isser, so of course there, he won't become awesome to her. That's the Kal v'chaim. Okay, that helps you with Shoigig. L'mezid v'nayin. How do you know mezid? Tam v'loimar. The pasuk of Ashochev is Oysa, Shrivasa, Oysarasa. If she's Mezana with another man, then her shchivo, that man, asks her to her husband. But her sister's shchivo with her husband does not ask her. So akaponim, just to recap, what comes out over here is that the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Yossi, the achois, someone is zana with his wife's sister, his wife does not become asa to him. And Rav Yossi says, Shoigeg is learned out of Kava Chaymer. That Ma'adach by Eishis is Shoigeg doesn't answer. So of course over here, Vachais Ishtoi won't answer. And Mez is learned out of Oysa. And we spoke out, by a Kayin, you don't have that Kava Chaymer, because by Kayin, Shoigeg is Taka Oysa by Eishis Ish. So you don't have that Kava Chaymer. You all have to rely on Oysa. Now, the Tosfos Sarash speaks out, the same two drashas go for Chamoysa as well. That if someone's Ba on his mother-in-law, his wife won't become Oysa. Because b'shoyge you have a kavachomer from Eishes Ish, and Oysa is also made the case of Mezid. Now, there's one more aura that the Gemara at the end of what we learned yesterday makes a kavachomer the other way, and it calls Eishes Ish, which we'll learn soon in Askana, Isser Kal. So it comes out there's really svaras hafuches here, but according to Rabbi Yossi, Eishes Ish is called the more chomer the geser. So that's pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Now remember, Rav Yehuda held that Lekuliyama, someone is born as mother-in-law, the halacha is that he's also to his wife. What's pshat in that? Omar Rav Ami, Omar Rav Shlokish. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the reason Rav Yehuda? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, we learned this pasuk yesterday, and we darshan this pasuk yesterday. Remember, I have a new drasha. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'shachav, it says in the pasuk, v'ish asher yikach es isha v'sima. Someone who marries a wife and her mother, they both should be burnt, Oysoi and them. So the question is, what did his wife do wrong? Everyone gets Sreifa. We understand him and the mother-in-law gets Sreifa. This is wrong. Why is his wife do wrong? So Gemara Darshan's a fear of Yudalis. If you're not going to Darshan for Sreifa, for the Chi of Sreifa, because there's no reason why his wife should get Sreifa, through Indian Li Surah, which means that teach us that Oysev Esem, that his wife becomes Asr. Esem teaches us that his wife becomes Asr to him if he's born as mother-in-law. That's the drasha. Yesterday we had two other drashas from Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but now Rabbi Yehuda has a different drasha. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lekuli Yama Chamoysoi Pasol, if someone's born Chamoysoi, his wife becomes Pasol. We don't pass on Rav Yehuda, and if someone is Bizana Chas Hashem with his mother in law, his wife is still mutter to him. If someone who is Bizana with his mother in law, and actually, this was after the Beis HaMikdash, there's no more capital punishment. This is 300-400 years after the Beis HaMikdash. Asi Rav Yehuda Nagde, Rav Yehuda came and gave him Malchus Mardus. Omalei, and he told them, you're getting away easy. He loved Omar Shmuel and Loch Rav Yehuda. If not, that Shmuel said, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. Asar to Loch Asura Da'olam. Your wife would have been Asur. Not only would have got Malchus, you would have lost your marriage. So, it's, you know, be careful. You're lucky. You're lucky that we're not answering everyone, because Be'etzem, your Ba and your mother-in-law really should answer your wife. According to Rav Yehuda, we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. Actually, I'm saying just Agav, it's a whole tshuva in the Yehuda about someone who's Mazana for years with his mother-in-law. Things can happen. So, like upon him, this you see over here that Asaratom Saradayla. Yeah. Zokta Gemara Vait. My Issachar. So, what's it going on? We're going on now the thing we just mentioned, Agav, that we learned at the end of yesterday's blot. We need a pasuk, Oysa, to tell you that if someone's Mazana with his wife's sister, he's mutter to his wife. The Shalos will be the tzad that it's also? What would be the tzad? What would be the tzad that it's also? What would be the tzad that his, if he's born his wife's sister, that his wife should be also? What's would be the tzad? So Gemara said a kav chaymer. The kav chaymer read like this. The kav chaymer is far longer than top of Amid. It says a mabal balkum shabal isakal. Madach someone who's born isakal nesara oyser. So the oyser, the one who's causing her to become oser, becomes oser to her. Malkum shabal isachomer ain't dinch nesara oyser. If he was born a chay sister, which is isachomer, ain't a din shenesara oyser, which is she is the oyser. She should become oser to him. Madach isakal nesara oyser. Here, by Chayyus from Nesar Oyser, that was a Kavachayim. Now, what is Issachal? Where are we making Kavachayim from? That we should be, what's Issachal? So, I'm going to try a few different shotim. My Issachal. Omer Rav Chisda, Machzer Gershoshay Mishinissas. Issachal is the love of Machzer Gershoshay. Ba'ala hai, Oshor la hai. That when the second husband, let's say you have a case here, Machz Rishosai. What's a classic case of Machz Rishosai? Reuven marries Rachel, gives her a get. Rachel goes ahead and marries Amram. Not brothers. Rachel goes ahead and marries Amram. And then they get divorced from Amram. Could he go back to Reuven? No. It's a Machz Rishosai. So when Amram marries her, she became also now to Reuven. So here, Bala Hai. Osra Allah the high. When Amram was bought on her, which is the second husband, it became Osir to Reuven. Bala high, Osra the high. Bala idach, now Reuven is bought on her. Osra Allah the high. Now it becomes Osir to Amram, because now it's a Machash Osir to Amram. So what do you see over here? Here's the Issachal, and this Issachal asers her to asks her to a husband. The Issachal Machzer Gershoshay asks her to a husband. That means when Reuven goes and is bar on her, that's an Issachal Machzer Gershoshay, and it's also on the Sheni. And now it becomes Gershoshay Mishnissas. So you see, it's Nesar Oyser. Because who's the Oyser? Amram was the Oyser to Reuven, because Amram was second marriage. Amram was the Oyser to Reuven. It was Oyser. And Nesar Oyser, when Reuven goes and takes her back, which is Issachal of Lav, of Machzer Gershoshay, it's Nesar Oyser. So Ma'adach, in that case, is Oser, Vadach Oyser. That was the Kavachayim. So Mar says, no, it wouldn't be a good Kavachayim. What?
Is in the marriage or in the
Bia? So it's a good question. I'm not sure. It's Kuzhish Chal, because it's a Lav. Yeah, Kuzhish Chal, because it's a Lav. So that's not a Shiloh. I'm not sure if it's the Bia or if it's the Kedushin. Either way, it's a lav. It could be chal kedushin, but So the Gemara, it sounds from the Gemara that the bee alone is asus. So Mar says, no, it's not a good kavchaim. Why have a pirch on this? Malamach zugushasher meshenisas shekain nitma haguf. We skipped the next words. Shekain nitma haguf v'isura isayilam. Says no, it's not a good kavachayim, because machzir shasa in some ways is worse than a chayseshta. Why? First of all, it's the isha alone who became had the iser. The isha is becoming usher to Amram now, or becoming usher to Reuven. Both ways, it's she herself was coming nitma. That's number one, and number two is v'surah is oilam. Machzik Gishas is also forever, never become mutter. Mashenken achoyis ishtoi. There, we're handling. He was zana with the wife's sister, and also it's not oilam because after one of them die, you mutter in the sister. So therefore, it's more cool. So it's not a good kavchaimer. Elam Rishlokes. I'll try a different one. Yevama. The case of Issachal is Yevama. So where's Yevama l'man? Yevama to what? Yevama l'shuk or Yevama to the brother? Which one? Yevama l'man. Yilim l'achar. It means Yevama l'shuk. That the Yavama was waiting, it was Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, we had children. His wife is waiting for Shimon, and the wife goes, this Rachel goes, and marries out. So, Ilema la'acha, Ukurav and Munar and Munar, she marries Yavam, Zinsa, because she's Mizana, Asur Levam, she comes also to Shimon now. So it's the Kavachaymer. Ma, the Issachal Yavam L'shuk. Because she was Mizana with L'shuk, she becomes also to Shimon. Comes also to the Oyser, Kavachayim Achayis Ishtoi. Mar says, no, I have a pirch on that. Mali Yavama, this case is worse than Achayis Ishtoi. She nit ma'agur. First of all, the Isha herself became Oser. Misura Baroiv. And no one is kenit maguf. And number two, is surah baroiv, she's also to every single person. Mashenken achayis isha is only also to this guy. The achayis isha is not also all the people. The achayis isha is mut to everyone else, only also to this person. So here it's worse, surah baroiv. So that's not a good kalkam. Ela yivamba la'achim. It means yivamba to the brothers. What's the case? Yivamba la'achim, it's an isakal. The case was, avaba maimer hai, osho la'da hai. You have Reuven dies, you have Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, three brothers who are royal to do Yibam, right? And Shimon does Maimer. The halacha is, Shimon does Maimer, it becomes Osir to Levi and Yehuda. Ba'ala idach, now Levi's ba on her, Osir ala, becomes Osir to Reuven also, to Shimon also. Osir ala dahai. So here, what happened? Levi did an Isir, and was ba'ala, even though there was Maimer. Maimer is like a mixas kedushin. Tosfos says, according to my name, Maimer is deraisa. It's a mixas of Yibam. And Levi's ba'ala, which is an Isir, lav, it's a kal. The isalav is la yivne, la yivne or shnei batim. The isalav is shnei batim. I think is the isa of shnei batim, like upon him. Or let me see if the Rashi says what the lav is. I think it's, I'm not sure if it's la yivne or not. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi says isa kal. Why am I yivne the rabbanu lagdashim? It's I think Layivna, because once he was built the Kivin Shabana Shulayivna, the next brother can't do it. Like Kabarim, it's Issa Alav. And what's the halacha? If Levi's Baalav becomes Asa Shimon, so it's a Kavachaima. Ma the Chisakal that Levi's Baalav becomes Asa to Shimon, so of course Achis Ishtai, that's the Kavachaima. So Ella, let's read and say, "Oh, Elavam Lachem Avam Mayim Ha'ay Osho La Da'ay Bala Idoch Osho Da'ay My Ear Yosha Bala Sheni." So Mara's Kasha then My Ear Shabala Sheni. I feel Avam Bala Mayim Nami. Even if you give Mayimer, it's also Upasal. Even you don't need a Bala then. Even if Levi gives Mayimer, it'll ask at the Shimon. Well, Holy Kasha, can we do Mayim Mayim Acham Mayimer? There's no Mayim Acham Mayimer. So Mara says, "No, I'll ask you like this. I feel nothing like get." A fill of Chalutz law would make it usher, even without Bia. So you don't need, there's no limud over here. It's mashmat, we're learning out that Bia asks. There it's even without Bia. There it's even if you just give her a get. You just give her a get and becomes possible. And here it's saying Kavachimer that it's Baal becomes also. Hello. And it's not Doimita Chais Isha at all, like where there it's a Bia sister. This is all Zikadik. That's what Taisa speaks out. Mara's kasha is, since you see that if Levi would just give a maimer or a chalitza, would already make apostles. Don't do it to bia. So don't do the chayis isha. No limud. Elam Rabbi Yechon. That's Taisa speaks out. Mara's chumai. My area ball up not so get. Kolay mali dom the chayis isha that single Israel day bia sister. Avakana dom v'tala bezika. Elam Rabbi Yechon. On referring to saita. Saita leman. What's the case of saita? Now we're not going by even anymore. Okay, saita. Ilam lebal. If it's talking about that the suffix saita becomes also to the baal, so baal the loch is also the baal, so baal baal also la the baal. If we're saying is that there's an isakal asses, we mean what, that the husband now after she secludes herself with someone, she becomes also, then she comes back home and she's her husband has beer with her. So there, there's an isalav to tuma. To be born on your site. And there, because of that bia, asers her to the boil. And that was the kavachim from there. So my ear bala, even have bala, if it doesn't like get, but fill out my alien yishmashka, even if you give her a get, or he says he doesn't want to give her may saita, the law is she is asa forever. Let me do it with the bia. Ella saita la boil. It means that when the wife mizana with someone else, it becomes asa to the husband. So Frank Demara, hey, it's a kalu? It's a chamu, that's ish, that's ish, that's ish, kal. So Demara, no, it is ish. Lam Rava, ish. It is ish. And it's called a kal. Why? Because also Rava and Aviechna, ish. My kal is a kal, shena oisra kal yama. There's a kula by ish. You know what? Ish, the husband answers the wife forever, right? To the whole world. That's only temporary. It's possible to be stopped in his tracks. What a get. So it's a cool, more cooler digga isser. It's an isser kal ishish. And this is the kavachem goes, madach a lady who is married, and it's only an isser kal, and she's mezana with someone else. She's also now to her husband. The husband was born a chayis ishtoi. Of course he'll be also to his wife. Of course he'll be also to his wife. What?
Come on.
What?
It's
Lachayis is not temporary. That's where death. Here, it's not biyada. It's not biyada. You kill someone, it's not biyada. Here, it says you give a get because chayi oisro. No, it's even more. Bechayi oisro. In the lifetime of the oisro, who's the oisro? By ishtish, the husband. In his lifetime, his wife could be mutter. Mashaken achayis ishtar.
His wife be the oisro?
No. When he's ishtish, he asks his wife. He asks his wife, right? Wait a second. He asks his wife. In his lifetime, he can mutter. Achayis ishtoi, if they're both alive, even with a get, he can't marry his sister. As long as his sister's alive, it's forever. So that's why. B'chai oisra. So that's the kavachayim. Tainah mahachi. Abachanah mashur rabbi Elazar. That the kavachayim goes like this. Eish shish. Ma mokum abal isakal. She'ena oisra oisra kol yomav. Ma duch someone's born isakal eish shish. Which is ena isra oisra kol yomav. Nesar oisra. The oisra who's the husband becomes oser. Habal isakhamur. Someone who's born achayis ishtoi, which means his wife is asering him, that sister, all her life. Ain't a ditch in nesa oisro. Shouldn't the oisro become osa to him, which is his wife shouldn't become osa to him? Tamlam oisro, oisro shchivasa oisrosa, vein shchivasa achayis oisrosa. Meet in Torah says that only shachav ishoisro, which is just asers, and not being mizana with her sister, asers her. Now, you just have to speak out. One speak out without a teretz, a bam bakasha. Tais says that he also says you have a stickle pircha on his kavachaymer, because you have the same type of pircha that nitma haguf of v'yisur b'roiv. That here, by a chayis ishtoi, it's not nitma haguf; it's with the sister. By ish zish, the ish alone is coming aser is one who's on it. It's nitma haguf and it's oisur b'roiv. She's also b'roiv. So that's Tais's kasha. So teretz is because this svara of oisur kol yomav is so strong. That makes it more kal, even with those two svaras. And that was the kavachayim, and there's the oisa. So kaponim, what comes out is like this, that shchivas achoisa, according to Rab Yossi b'shem b'silo, neither being mizana with a sister, neither being mizana with a mother-in-law, asks his wife. According to Rav Yehuda, if you're mizana with the mother-in-law, then it asks, and if you're mizana with the sister, it's achoisa b'shem b'silo, and of course, pasuk b'silo, that doesn't ask. That's achoisa Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. And Ad Khan, that shy love answering the question.